What's the emotion after that? You got a little bit of time to think about it?
Aye, probably if you'd have got me half an hour ago, maybe I would have been a bit annoyed. But no, I'm happy enough to go and add it again.
Yeah.
It was probably a result. Probably a draw was a fair result in the end up, like, you know.
Yeah. Played very well in the first half, and really, you know, you pulled away from the 8-2 up at half time in a good position.
Aye, we were 8-2 up. I said at half time that I was disappointed that we didn't go maybe another two or three scores clipped on. We missed a couple of handy shots that, you know, maybe made it put the game to bed, but we didn't, and luck. Mm-hmm. It was what it was.
Yeah, so your play probably in the first half deserved more scores.
I definitely did. There were some, and I mean, some of the scores we got were fantastic scores. Yeah. Some of the shooting was, but something that we've been working on for a long time. But I felt that we should have been further ahead in the first half, and probably maybe if we had been them couple of scores ahead, probably would have put the game to bed. But it wasn't to be.
Yeah, you said some very good scores. I suppose Brian McVeigh really stood up today, and of course Michael Sweeney. We know what he can do, but probably playing the football of his life.
Aye, well, I mean, Brian, I suppose Michael as well, but Michael's been at it for a long time now. Michael's in the senior team now for 12 years, and finally does the business. But Brian has played a lot of soccer, and he's kind of committed to us this year, and he has been superb. That's not the first day he's done that for me now, but I expect nothing less off Brian.
Yeah,
like, you know,
a big relief when somebody comes in like that, given that you're missing your ace marksman, Seamus Nanny, to come up and step up to the mark, because he kicks some great scores, both from play and freeze.
Huge relief. And I mean, that's Brian's more than capable of doing that. He's done that all year. Probably sometimes he doesn't take the limelight, or he steps back. He's a quiet fella, like, unassuming, but a lovely fella, and he deserved all that glaze he gets today, because he was superb.
Yeah. Second half, what happened? You let them back into it?
Well, we didn't count. Literally, we didn't. I was disappointed with the way we started the second half. Now, we got going again, but they pushed up us, and fair play to St. Noel's. I knew that they were, I said that to the boys at half time, I knew that they were going to come, and I knew they were going to bring that. And look, it was nip and tuck there at the end, and I suppose, you know, a draw was a fair result, like, you know.
Yeah. Tell me, you were still keeping them at arm's length, but Stephen Griffin, I suppose, and Pather Mogan brought them really back into it and kept plugging away.
Well, I mean, Stephen, I know Pather well, and good players. I mean, they have good players. Stephen was a man that we had talked about. We kind of held him well. We were happy with the way we held him, but I mean, he's always going to get the lock of scores. A player like Stephen, good quality player, like, and Pather as well is a good young fella. Pather's only 18 years of age, stepping on there tonight, and he just took control of that game in the second half, and he has to be commended for it. Like,
So what, got a week to prepare now? Any knocks?
Looking like next Sunday. No, we have no knocks. Like, everybody came through it fine anyway, so far anyway. So no, we'll go at it again tomorrow evening now, and we'll see how things are sorted.